Recently, we had our literary critic Steve Almond in to talk about the new Mark Twain autobiography. But what if you're not into Twain? Or what if the new Jonathan Franzen or Philip Roth books don't float your boat? Actually, in the case of all of these books, they might sink your boat. They're kind of heavy reading. Well, Steve Almond has a bushel of books you might want to check out. He joins us again. Steve, welcome as always.
Yes, I have the diaphanous books.
Well, it's because the books you've got spread out in front of you seem like something you could, you know, maybe spend an evening with as opposed to book as suitcase, you know?
Yeah,
So get us started. What have you got?
Sure. Well, Running the Books by Avi Steinberg is it's his debut. And it's a piece of nonfiction, actually. It's a memoir, and it's about this kind of wayward Harvard grad who, sort of aspiring novelist, who becomes a prison librarian, sort of accidentally. And at the beginning, I worried that this was going to be a kind of adventure and shticklet, one of those books that's all gimmick and no actual content. But as it turns out, although it's a little disorganized and so forth, it has some wonderful moments in it. And Steinberg's able to really get at what it's like in prison. The best moments, anyway, are quite moving. He writes, for instance, about these notes that are swapped between inmates within the books. They hide them in the books, and they're called kites. And he's fascinated by this. And even more fascinating is this ritual of skywriting, that the inmates are able to speak to one another, especially the men and women who are kept in different areas of this prison, the Bay State Prison. So here's a little example of that. "I'd spied male inmates standing at their barred windows, furiously signaling upward. The signals involved large, sweeping hand motions, formal, almost nautical, that I later learned were letters scripted backward. Through the silent darkness of prison night, there were at least 5 conversations soaring back and forth."
Wow.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
What an image.
He gets at the loneliness and the monotony of prison life, these kind of grand dreams that the inmates have. And ultimately, he's quite honest in admitting to his own helplessness in the face of that. He's a librarian. He tries to help them out. But usually, he really has very little power, which is in a certain way, not a way that he makes didactic, a metaphor for our incarceration addiction in this country and to what extent you can rehabilitate.
Okay, that's Avi Steinberg's Running the Books, The Adventures of an Accidental Prison Librarian. What's next?
Well, next, all right, I'm going to lighten it up because I know you said, well, how about some lighter reads, and then I hit you with Prison Life. But this is a very strange and wonderful debut collection of stories. You know my first love of short stories, so I'm always looking out for the story writers. And it's by a young writer named Alyssa Nutting, and it's called Unclean Jobs for Women and Girls. I'm just going to read the opening paragraph of one of the stories called Dinner. "I am boiling inside a kettle with 5 other people. Our limbs are bound and our intestines and mouths are stuffed with herbs and garlic, but we can still speak. We smell great despite the pain."
What?
Yeah, it's weird. The way that her stories work is they're sort of these twisted fairy tales. They have this element of fabulism. But what they're able to do, you're thinking, how's this story, what's going to happen here? Almost every story here begins in the way that a fairy tale does, very matter-of-factly, but it introduces something that's probably not humanly possible, that has a fabulous element, but rather than treating it as trivial, the characters' emotions are really quite realized here. What's incredibly enchanting about the collection is, even though these characters are in very extreme situations, whatever emotional struggle they're going through is very real.
Well, so as I'm reading your synopsis, these are these misfit women and girls who have these weird jobs. One is, we just heard, the main course of dinner, but another might go to the local white supremacist bowling alley.
Yeah, and there's also one about an adult film actress who's starring in a reality TV show, and the winner of this reality TV show gets to couple with her on the moon. And you're thinking to yourself, this just sounds weird and flaky, but I have to tell you, Robin, the stories are really beautiful, and they proceed from that madness in a very funny, wry way to real central struggles that girls and women are dealing with in the culture about how they're perceived, their own power, their sexual power, their bodies. And it sounds like something that would be gimmicky, but it's really quite beautiful.
Okay, there you go. Unclean Jobs for Women and Girls by Alyssa Nutting. Steve Almond, what's next?
Well, I want to just give a quick shout-out to a novel that's getting a lot of buzz, and I'm a big fan of it. Bruce Mahart has a new novel. It's a debut novel. It's called The Wake of Forgiveness, and it is a very dark, beautiful story of family life in the early part of the 20th century in Texas. It involves adultery and illegal booze running and horse racing is a central part of it, illegal horse racing. And the best way to put it would be to say Mulhart has a really beautiful way with human ugliness. And it's been compared, I think, rightly to like Cormac McCarthy. He's dealing with sort of the world of men and violence, I think, quite beautifully.
Okay. And now an author, a playwright we think we know, but we've never seen him like this.
No, this is a really amazing book. I was so enchanted by it. It's called Celebrity Checkoff, and it's by Ben Greenman, who's the author of a wonderful collection of stories last year called What He's Poised to Do, and he's written Superbad. He's known as a kind of experimental writer. And you see this book coming down the pike, and I know you think, Robin, I know you're over there thinking, gimmick, Almond, another gimmick. But I have to tell you, it is the most exquisitely beautiful writing. What he does is takes these celebrities, Oprah, Tiger Woods, Eminem, Tom Cruise, David Letterman, you know, all these big names, and he casts them in Chekhov's stories. And in a strange way, Chekhov was always concerned with human weakness and revealing human weakness in this beautiful, subtle manner. And that is exactly what I think is missing from our celebrity coverage. You know, we get all the garish tabloid headlines, but we don't get the real weakness that these people are showing. We just revel at their ruin. And this is a book, in a certain way, that gets us inside that twisted psychology. I want to read a brief passage to prove my point from A Lady's Story, which is written about the famous Chekhovian figure, Britney Spears. Here's Britney Spears contemplating her relationship to the young Justin Timberlake. In Los Angeles, we were more vividly conscious of the wall that stood between us. I had put songs in the chart, and at that time he had not, though he aspired to do so. Both of us, I because of my youth, and he for some unknown reason, thought of that wall as very high and thick, and when he was with me in Los Angeles, he would criticize other chart-topping pop star society with a forced smile and maintain a sullen silence when any of them called or texted me. There is no wall that cannot be broken through, but the heroes of the modern romance, so far as I know them, are too timid, spiritless, lazy, and oversensitive, and are too ready to resign themselves to the thought that they are doomed to failure, that personal life has disappointed them. Instead of struggling, they merely criticize, calling the world vulgar and forgetting that their criticism passes little by little into vulgarity.
Isn't that something?
I mean, who knew? Britney Spears, the great voice, the lingerie, the snake, and the beautiful internal life.
Well, this reminds me of the trend towards, you know, the Jane Austen books that are like Pride and Prejudice and zombies.
Yes, but I want to suggest that part of what makes Celebrity Chekhov such a special book, and believe me, I am alert to the idea of a gimmick book. I really can't stand it. I have to tell you, Greenman totally delivers. You get that kind of devastating insight into people's characters, and the celebrity angle makes you think about those celebrities actually as real people. It kind of puts them in three dimensions.
Isn't that funny? Just by putting Chekhov's words or style in their mouth.
That, my dear, is the power of literature.
That's right. Steve Almond, I know you just want to give a shout out to a poetry book.
I do. Come All You Ghosts by Matthew Zapruder. I'm not going to read you poetry, Robin. Maybe later with the right
just
lighting, a little mood
me,
music,
right.
Exactly. But
mm-hmm.
It's such a beautiful book of poems. Come All You Ghosts. I love it. Matthew Zapruder.
Okay, we'll have the whole list of Steve Almond's picks for fall reading at our website, hereandnow.org. But don't forget, his books, the latest is Rock and Roll Will Save Your Life. Steve, thanks as always.
Absolutely.